also in the right lane. Traveling on the inner loop as you come past Eisenhower Avenue, it's the left lane that's blocked for the debris spill. Eastbound 66, leaving Manassas, headed toward 29 in Centerville. We have two left lanes getting you by the crash in response there. Southbound I-95 on the brakes as you leave the Prince William Parkway as you head toward Dale City. That work is in the right lane. Traveling back in Maryland on Pennsylvania Avenue, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work zone. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin is here with the 7 News First Alert forecast.
As we move through the remainder of the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, it will be on the breezy side with wind gusts upwards of 20 to 25 miles per hour. Could see a bit stronger gusts off toward the north and west. Upper 60s to middle 70s for afternoon highs. Scattered clouds overnight. We're in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. Partly sunny on your Thursday. Upper 50s to lower 60s, a bit below normal for this time of year. Holding in the 60s on Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's looking good. It's breezy, though. Sunshine, 66 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, President Biden has signed into law that massive foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
Details on a new youth curfew in our area. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
What could and should Baltimore's replacement for the collapsed Key Bridge look like? I'm Kate Ryan.
It's been absolutely horrible.
The FAFSA fiasco isn't just hurting high school seniors. I'm John Doman.
The Dow is down 153 points. It's 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. American help for Ukraine and Israel are the centerpieces of a $95 billion foreign aid bill President Biden has signed into law.
The president says the bill was a long time coming.
It was a difficult path. It should have been easier and it should have gotten there sooner. But in the end, we did what America always does. We rose to the moment. We came together and we got it done.
Biden says the bill shows the world and Vladimir Putin in particular.
America stands with our friends. We stand up against dictators. We bow to no one.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The president did not mention what's in the measure about TikTok, what would amount to a U.S. ban if there's no divestment from its Chinese ownership within a year. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
One lawmaker called it a spy balloon in your phone. Another said it's a possible tool for propaganda, a big issue as we enter an election season. TikTok has indicated they will challenge this in the courts and file a lawsuit. They argue this is an infringement of First Amendment rights.
And the TikTok CEO vowed today, quote, "We're not going anywhere." Some new rules out today could save air travelers some money and aggravation.
This is a big day for America's flying public.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the rules spell out when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. It'll now be for delays of 3 hours on domestic flights, 6 hours on international flights.
Within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
Also, airlines have to disclose the price of bag fees and ticket change costs the first time travelers are shown a fare for their trips. An abortion case today argued at the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Justice Department brought the original case against Idaho, saying its near-total abortion ban conflicts with a 1986 law known as EMTALA. Solicitor General Counsel Elizabeth Prelogar says a woman with a severe medical condition must be offered pregnancy termination under that law.
But Idaho makes termination a felony punishable by years of imprisonment unless it's necessary to prevent the woman's death.
Idaho says its ban has exceptions for life-saving abortions. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The government's announced new nutrition standards for school meals that will limit added sugars for the first time and also cut sodium. Megan Maroney is with the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
This is a huge step in improving the health of children.
Wall Street. Right now the Dow is down 138 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
1203 on WTOP, Wednesday, the 24th of April. Sunny and breezy, 66 degrees, heading back to the 70s. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A melee at National Harbor last weekend involving dozens of teenagers could lead to emergency action in Prince George's County. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us, pending county council approval, this action would allow for targeted youth curfews.
We really just can't have it.
Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey tells WTOP the new bill lets the police chief designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of retail and commercial property owners.
We cannot let these young people who are out of control run out our commercial business.
Once the zones were established, teens 17 and under would be prohibited from 11:59 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights and 10 p.m. on weekdays until the following morning at 5 a.m. A parent whose child is out during the curfew would face a fine of $50 for a first offense. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Normally, high school seniors would have a few more days to decide where they're headed to college next year, armed with an understanding of how much financial aid they might be eligible for. But an overhaul to simplify the process has been a flop, and it's not just affecting graduating seniors. WTOP's John Doman has more.
It's been absolutely horrible.
Elmer Mendoza of Silver Spring is halfway through his studies at Johns Hopkins University, but he's not sure how much financial aid he'll be qualified for going forward, and he's starting to stress out.
If something gets resolved, there's another problem, and if that problem gets resolved, then there's another problem.
We actually expected it to be a lot better than it has been. They've been working on the new FAFSA for many years.
As a low-income first-generation college student, Mendoza's been working with a group called College Tracks. Misha Inman's the CEO.
We need institutions to continue to extend their deadlines for however long it takes for the federal government to get this right.
Some schools have pushed back the deadlines and may do so again, including schools in Maryland and Virginia. John Dome in WTOP News.
A former chief marketing officer at Alexandria-based United Way Worldwide is planning to file a $12 million lawsuit against that charity. WTOP has learned from sources familiar with the suit that Lisa Bowman will claim she was harassed in a hostile work environment by a male colleague repeatedly making inappropriate comments about her looks and the clothing she wore. Bowman claims when she reported the incidents to HR, she was retaliated against and eventually fired. The organization's former CEO, Brian Gallagher, stepped down in 2021 after allegations of harassment and negligence were reported within the organization. WTOP is seeking comment from United Way on this story. Local fans are eager to see basketball phenom Caitlin Clark when the Indiana Fever take on the Washington Mystics in June. However, as WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports, a venue change to accommodate a larger crowd has created some problems.
The Washington Mystics normally play at Entertainment and Sports Arena, but because of unprecedented demand for tickets, the Fever Mystics game will be at the much larger Capital One Arena. Now fans say their tickets won't transfer to the new venue. The Mystics posted on X clarifying that Ticketmaster did cancel and refund orders for the original game, but new seats are being held for those buyers at the same price, and they'll get an email with instructions. However, fans who used a third-party ticket merchant like StubHub will not be able to transfer their tickets, according to 7 News. That includes Candace Charlton of Bethesda, who says her tickets are now invalid.
And they said, don't worry, you're going to get a comparable ticket. Then the don't worry turned into you'll get your money back.
Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. Up ahead in Money News.
The European Fashion House has set its sights on D.C. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
It's 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On the Outer Loop in Prince George's County, this is after 201 Kenilworth Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the mobile work crew. Inner Loop, as you make your way toward Ritchie Marlboro Road, two left lanes will get you by the crash response on scene. Delays on the Inner Loop stretch back to 214 and Central Avenue. Southbound BW Parkway, headed past 198 toward 197. A single left lane gets you by the work zone there. Southbound I-95 after 216, that's where we have the crash. We believe at least one lane is blocked, but southbound I-95 delays approaching 32, headed down to and past 216. Inner Loop and Outer Loop in Virginia between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. Eastbound 66, leaving Manassas, headed towards Centerville. We still have VDOT blocking the right lane from the crash that is now on the right shoulder there. As you make your way toward the Beltway, you're in pretty good shape. Inside the Beltway, no problems as you head toward the Roslyn Tunnel and the Roosevelt Bridge. Traveling I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes as you leave the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, where that work continues to block the right lane. Starting to see some delays northbound on I-95, passing the Prince William Parkway, headed toward Lorton, but your travel lanes are reported to be open and available there. In the district, northbound DC 295, headed toward Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295 after Pennsylvania Avenue, we believe it's just a single lane getting you through the work zone there. The earlier debris spill on the inbound 11th Street Bridge toward M Street is now gone, and all your travel lanes have been reopened. Inbound New York Avenue, headed past Bladensburg Road toward West Virginia and Montana Avenue, we have the right lane blocked for the work zone. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
A breezy afternoon across the DMV under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures climb to the upper 60s to middle 70s. Passing clouds this evening and into the overnight with wake-up temperatures tomorrow morning in the 40s. A chilly day tomorrow, upper 50s to lower 60s. Pretty much the same forecast on Friday with more sunshine. Saturday, it's going to be breezy again, mostly cloudy, mid-60s. But get ready. A taste of summer is on the way. Temperatures in the 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
69 at Tyson's. It is 70 degrees in Waldorf, 67 with sunshine and breezy in Northwest. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1210 on WTOP. That means money news at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Mortgage rates have risen for three straight weeks now, pushing the average 30-year rate back over 7%, the highest since last November. It may be starting to spook buyers again. Applications for a mortgage to buy a home are 15% lower than they were last spring. The standoff between Starbucks and Workers United, the union that wants to represent Starbucks workers, is thawing. The two will resume bargaining talks after a two-year stalemate. Workers at 420 Starbucks have already voted to unionize, including 12 in the D.C. area. Spanish women's fashion retailer Mango is targeting D.C. for part of its U.S. expansion. Mango just opened a women's clothing store at Montgomery Mall, with others planned for Tyson's, Pentagon City, and Penn Quarter. The Dow's down 150 points. The S&P 500 is down 20, almost a half percent. The NASDAQ is down 43 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Protect your home and auto. And when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Up ahead, the latest on efforts to rebuild the Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's 12:12.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief. Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-8018. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-8018 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-8018.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Just ahead, a 12-year-old boy is under arrest, accused in a series of thefts in D.C. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
12:15 on WTOP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. Pledges to rebuild after the Baltimore Bridge collapse have come from the governor, all the way up to the president. In a WTOP exclusive, Arcade Ryan speaks to the man in charge of the Port of Baltimore about progress there from his vantage point.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, says it's not just about how the new Key Bridge would look, but how it would function, including taking into account the size of the ships that come into the Port of Baltimore. The original Key Bridge was built long before the massive container ships of today became standard.
Department of Transportation right now is working on what that ultimately means. Is it a width issue? Is it a height issue? But ultimately, all of that plays into a cost issue as well. If you go higher and the spans begin to move out a little bit, what are the environmental considerations and what are the cost considerations associated with that?
Tuesday, Governor Westmore said in a news conference that the state will move aggressively, but that there are no details yet on what the design will look like. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A 12-year-old D.C. boy has been arrested and charged with a series of thefts involving mopeds and other vehicles. Police say security camera footage played a pivotal role in identifying and charging the suspect. Detectives will continue to search for additional suspects connected to the thefts. Police say the stolen mopeds have since been recovered. There's been a big drug bust at Dulles. An England-bound passenger is facing felony drug charges now, after officers say they found more than 40 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Customs and Border Protection says the 26-year-old woman from Houston tried to hide the weed inside her suitcases. The agency is seeing an increasing trend of cannabis being smuggled in bulk to Europe and Africa, where it reportedly sells at a higher price. Officials say this seizure had a street value of as much as $200,000 in the U.S., but it would have fetched 2 to 3 times more in London. The investigative team at ABC News is tracking the recycling industry with a focus on plastic bags. Using trackers placed in recycling bins, they've discovered that many recyclables actually end up in landfills and in incinerators. In a series called The Power of Us, Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman shares how one major retailer dodged questions about recycling claims.
We've been trying to ask Walmart. They have declined our request for interviews. So we actually went to a conference where we found Walmart's chief sustainability officer and asked these very questions. She did not give a satisfactory answer. She said, oh yeah, email me. Let's sit down. Let's do an interview. And of course, we did just that. We planned an interview. They offered a date. We said, okay, we'll be there. And then just a few days before, they canceled that date and they didn't answer any of our specific questions about plastic recycling, and then just sent us a statement from the company.
Again, that is ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman. It's 12:18. Time for traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth, what's the latest from the traffic center?
Well, leaving Landover, headed toward Forestville on the interloop as you head toward Ritchie Marlboro Road, still with two left lanes getting you by the crash response on scene. Out of loop after 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that's where we had the mobile work along the right side of the roadway. Southbound I-95 coming past 216, that's where we had the crash. We may still have at least one lane blocked on southbound 95 after 216 headed toward 198. Southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197. A single left lane gets you through the work zone. Traveling on the outer loop in Montgomery County, delays leaving River Road headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, on the outer loop and inner loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone there. Still some delays out of Manassas headed towards Centerville, but the crash eastbound on 66 near Cub Run is clear to the right shoulder with your travel lanes open and available. On 95 southbound, you're on the brakes as you leave Dale City, headed down toward Dumfries, where the work continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95, starting to see more volume coming past the Prince William Parkway toward 123, but your travel lanes are open as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange. No problems on 395 up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Still the issues in the district. First, northbound I-295 has a head toward Malcolm X Avenue. That's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone. And further northbound, as you head toward Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295 on the brakes as you head past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue, we believe, still with a single lane getting you through there. If you're traveling inbound on New York Avenue, headed toward Bladensburg Road, still the work after Bladensburg Road, headed toward West Virginia and Montana Avenues in the right lane, so watch out for that. No problems as you continue inbound toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. You guys are pretty cool. If you're traveling in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound past Massachusetts Avenue, may have one stop in the roadway. Protect your home and auto, and when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Well, let's hear from Jordan Evans. He's got the 7 News First Alert forecast. Jordan, a pretty nice afternoon underway.
Yeah, pretty nice next couple of days, at least some cooler temperatures tomorrow and Friday. And I'd say enjoy those 60s as we track early summer-like weather by the weekend and early next week. And with those cooler temperatures, we'll come for the potential of any patchy frost, especially outside of the Beltway. Some 30s are in the forecast around Loudoun County, Montgomery County, southern Prince George's County. So if you've done any planting so far, cover those plants up with temperatures falling into the 30s. Passing clouds today, tomorrow, and Friday, but temperatures again noticeably cooler for Thursday and Friday, around 63 degrees. Saturday, likely more clouds and sun at 65, but not expecting much rain. Eventually, the early summer-like pattern begins Sunday with a high of 83, and Monday could be flirting with the 90s for the first time this year. Temperatures now are at 71 Reagan National, 68 in Gaithersburg, and 66 over Marlboro.
And this check of the forecast brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up.
The DMV gets an F grade for something we use every day. I'm Sandra Jones.
1222.
The wait is over, DC. FanDuel is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. I love betting hockey, and in tonight's action, I'm going to be betting the Toronto Maple Leafs on the money line in Game 3 at home against the Boston Bruins. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigChi. That's promo code BigChi. BigChee. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call, text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. Your shingles protect your home, but all shingles are not the same. Choose Long Roofing for expert installation, easy financing, the best warranty in the business, and the most superior shingles. We do roof replacement the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today. Isn't
it time you got alone? You're listening to WTOP News.
At 12:24, our region's air quality is apparently among the worst in the nation. WTOP's Sandra Jones has the results of a new report from the American Lung Association.
The DMV gets an F grade when it comes to the quality of air we breathe every day.
We are better than we were last year. What we recognize is that there is more attention to lung health than there ever has been, especially after COVID.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association says the report is based on the amount of clean air days compared to the level of exposure to particle pollution and unhealthy ozone pollution. He also believes those Canadian wildfires that spread into the DMV may have played a role. His advice for those affected by pollution?
You kind of enhance the use of masks just when you're going outside on some of those days where it's worse. If someone does feel as though their underlying emphysema or asthma is getting worse, contact your physician early.
Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
It's not just work computers that can see your every step. The Wi-Fi at work can track your personal use as well.
Today, a PSA if you use a computer at work. Your boss can see everything you're doing online. I'm Kim Commando for Keeper Security. The password.